Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 20. My name is Amanda Donovan, a third grade teacher at Highland Renaissance Academy, and today we are going to talk about how students and teachers co-design expeditions in their classrooms that are authentic by developing, planning, and implementing a product for use and impact in the real world. Last year, my school applied to be a part of Personalized Learning Journey Cohort 4. I decided to dive into the PL journey as I was excited to see what it was all about. I transferred this year to Highland Renaissance Academy from another CMS school, and I must say, I had my reservations when asked to join my new school's personalized learning team and to start implementing personalized learning techniques in my own third grade classroom. I thought to myself what every other teacher thinks when asked to start something new. This is just one more thing I need to do in my classroom that I don't have time for. But since my quest started 6 months ago, I will admit my assumptions have proven wrong. Since personalized learning is such a new concept for my students and me, I wanted to start simple, or so I thought. After my initial meeting about the personalized learning process and analyzing my students' background knowledge and data, I decided to try out personalized learning during my math workshop with a select group of students whose data showed mastery for the standards we were working on. I thought math would be an easier subject to implement personalized learning into because of the fact that it is already very standards-based. Because the group of students I was going to be working with had shown mastery, expeditions were a personalized learning component that was recommended for me to introduce. Expeditions are a true example of student-driven learning within the classroom. An expedition is when students are co-designing their learning experiences alongside their teacher. Students generate the topic, integrating multiple content areas to create a product for an authentic audience with the impact on the global community in mind. Students work on creating a product at their own pace. They create a timeline and analyze the steps needed to complete their product in a timely manner. Students have choice as to what they complete and when. Although students play the more active role throughout this learning process, the teacher is continuously coaching, supporting, and challenging the students through questioning and face-to-face meetings. When having the initial discussion with the students who were going to take part in this journey with me, we all started off a bit confused. I learned and continue to learn that I was going to not know all of the answers. I had never implemented any personalized learning components in my classrooms over the last 6 years, and these students had never participated in this type of learning either. It was as if the blind were truly leading the blind. To start simple and make it easier on all of us, I made the executive decision on which standard the students would be completing their expedition on: area and perimeter. The truth is, I really struggled with where to start this process and had an even harder time thinking of topics students would find engaging, yet beneficial, to complete an expedition with. Generally, in an expedition, students need to brainstorm and come up with a topic they feel would benefit and challenge their own learning. But due to my students' age and lack of experience with personalized learning, I wanted to set guardrails up so I could have them get used to the process first. So, when looking ahead at my math pacing guide, I decided students would not only benefit from, but would enjoy making blueprints to their dream house online and then erecting their plan into a 3D model. But this project was so much more detailed than meets the eye. My thinking was this: students already had background knowledge on how to add and multiply, so why not let them explore a topic we would be learning about in the near future and take their new information to think more deeply about the math? Little did the students and I know just how much deep thinking academic conversation, and work would take place. The day expeditions were introduced in my classroom was the only day that I, the teacher, really led the discussion. I met with all the students who would be completing this personalized learning adventure, 3 to be exact, to outline the task at hand, including the process, materials, and expectations. An expedition co-designing template guide was used to facilitate all the work and conversation students and I would be having with one another. The expedition co-designing guide consists of 5 components in which the students would use to facilitate their learning: generate, focus, ideate, act, and reflect. Each step requires students to think about particular pieces of information in order to seamlessly create a flow for their expedition. This template can be found online in the PL Playbook at http://pl.cmslearns.org/playbook. Even though students were given a topic to research, during the generate phase, students and I still had to think about how we could extend the research deeper. Although they would be creating blueprints and a 3D model of their dream home, student discussion moved from talking about what they would be developing to what is needed to develop their product. The focus phase draws students' attention to how multiple content areas can be combined to master goals. In this case, students would be combining math and reading skills to show mastery of content. In addition to the combination of content areas, students are also asked to think about the big ideas that will be guiding their work, what information they already know and need to know to complete the task at hand, and compile questions they will be answering throughout the process. The ideate phase, which in my opinion is one of the most important, seemed to be the biggest struggle for my students. While my students already knew what they would be creating, the struggle came in thinking about how their product could contribute to a larger community, who would be the ideal audience for their work, and how would they share their thinking with a larger community. All of these discussions required much prompting on my end, but once students really started thinking outside of the box, the ideas started to take shape. It became much more of a student-led conversation. The fourth step in the expedition process is one that required constant interaction. During this phase, students created action steps and set timelines for these steps. This process was a daily task for students, as each new step required a timeline to be checked multiple times. The last phase, the reflection, is one that students complete once their expedition process is finished. Students reflect on what they learned through the expedition process, how to take their learning and apply it in their own life, and how they want to approach their next expedition. As the student's coach and facilitator during this process, I needed to hold myself accountable to give students regular feedback and hold one-on-one meetings with each student. That was one of the hardest parts. Being as busy as we are each day in the classroom was not an excuse to shortchange the students who were working through this process. Not only is it important for the students to be active participants, but the teacher should be an active coach, supporter, and communicator. As my students and I continue to work through expeditions in the classroom, we find it to be fun, engaging, and continuously challenging. Even though we don't have all the answers, our continued collaboration has proven that even an 8-year-old child can successfully create, monitor, and produce work that is high quality, rigorous, and meets specific academic needs. As the school year progresses on, I hope to engage other students through expeditions based on their needs. Other students ask me daily, When can I work on an expedition? To which my response is always the same, very soon. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.